Okay, Rabbosai. This week's Parsha is B'Shalach, Shabbos Shira. So says the Torah, Az Yoshir Moshe Bnei Yisrael, Es Hashira Zos Leimor, Es Hashira Zos Hashem, Ve'imu Leimor, Hashira Lashem, Ki Go'o Go'o, Sus V'Rochvo Roma V'Yom. So what is this idea, Sus V'Rochvo Roma V'Yom? Says Rashi, page 3, Shneim K'shurim Zeh B'Zeh. Does the Sus and the rider were tied together. There was a person riding the horse, was tied together. V'mayim malin osam larum, and the water would cause the sus v'rochvo to go to the top. U'maridim lehem la'omek, v'einam nifrodim. Because it was a unit, the person and the horse. So when the water caused it to go up, the person and the horse went up. When the water caused it to go down, they went down together. They went up together, they went down together. So the question is, what is the significance that was raised in the Berech Moshe on page 16? What's the significance? Why did it have to be like? What do we learn from this? The fact that the sus and the rochvo were together. They went up together and down together. It didn't have to, I mean, so what? It could have been that they were not tied together. What's it? The sus for rochvo rama bayom. What is the significance? So take a look in the Berech Moshe. The Berech Moshe on page 16. I remember visiting the Berech Moshe once. A friend of mine wanted to get a bracha from somebody, a close relative of his. And they told him, I was with my friend. We were in Williamsburg, and we told him that it's not the time now. This is off hours, not the time. But my friend is a strong personality. He got it in. And so I went with him, and we spoke to the Rebbe. He took over for Rav Yoilish. He was Rav Yoilish's what? Nephew. In other words, he was the son, Berech Moshe was the son of the Atzei Chaim. Atzei Chaim was the Satmar Rebbe's brother, and the son of the Atzei Chaim was the Berech Moshe. So he asks in Oz Beis, Hashir Lashem ki go go sus v'roch v'rom aviyom, Peish Rashi sus v'roch v'shneim, k'shurim zeh b'zeh, v'mayim, malin osam l'rum, moridim osam l'omek, v'einin v'frad, v'roi l'zbonin, alma asa Hashem kacha, v'anisham ba'onish halazeh. What's the significance of this type of punishment? And also by Miriam, Os Gimel, Vatam Lam Miriam, Shiru Lashem Ki Go Go Asus V'Rachvo, Ram V'Yom. Yesh Lohavi Madua, Omra Miriam, Rak Pasuk Zeh. And Miriam, she just said this Pasuk. It's interesting, in the Kol Torah journal, there's a discussion, is that the Pshat, that Miriam only said one Pasuk? Sus V'Rachvo, Ram V'Yom, or it's Sus V'Rachvo, Ram V'Yom, V'Chule. The two pshatim in the Rishonim, whether the women just said the abridged version of the Shira, that one pasuk, or did the women say the whole Shira, and it's this pasuk, the chuli. It's an interesting discussion. But what is the significance that sus v'rochvo, the sus says, and the person were tied together, and then they went up and down in the yam. What is the significance? So he quotes here on page 16. The Urim Hekdem Divrei Adonis Kane the Yitav Panim, right? Quotes the Medrash in Shir Hashir. Mashcheni Acharecha Narutzu, right? In Shir Hashir. Imashen Asata Li Bizas Mitzrayim Bizas Hayom Mashcheni. Well, so it's referring to the Bizis Mitzrayim, Bizis Hayam. We know there were two sets of goods that Klal Yisrael got when they were leaving Mitzrayim. One from Mitzrayim, and one was at the Yam. So at these two occasions, Klal Yisrael got a fortune of things. So it's interesting. Mashcheni acharecha v'narutza literally means, Mashcheni means pull after me. But Chazal in the Medrash darshan it differently. Mashcheni mishcheni, from my neighbor, as opposed to mashcheni, to pull me, they darshan mishcheni. Because the pasuk says v'shali isha mishchenta, right? It says that they were going to borrow money and then they left, but they didn't return it, right? So he said, I got my goods and my richness mishcheni. So he says, Sar bir mash hotzi milas mashcheni bipshuto. How come shuloshon hamshacha? How come the Chazal decided to learn the pasuk shelo kipshuto? The pasuk of mashcheni acharecha narutza means pull me, pull after me. But instead of darshaning that way, Chazal darshaned mishcheni, from my neighbor, I got, from the Egyptians who were my neighbors, I got the this money, these goods. Ufarshim loshon shachim. So the Gitav Panim says, Achbir adover ki einenu roas shekol ish bimei aluma v'yalduso oiv v'misav l'divei hevel. In other words, a lot of times young people they have a desire for riches that don't have really any meaning. We'll have a havalim. But he says that. In other words, the idea is Hashem implants people a desire for things. So when a person is young, he's immature, so his desire is for things that are not so important, immature desires. But Hashem plants that in us, that when we grow up and we become mature people, then we'll understand, we'll have a mature perspective of where our desires should be. They shouldn't be about Avonim Tovus Margolios, but they'll be for things of importance. So Hashem gave Klal Yisrael this booty of Mitzrayim and Yam, kidei l'lamdam deya v'haskel shekimoshe mitzavim lezeh, Roy v'nochon likach m'menu Musa haskel isavos l'torah avodas Hashem. To understand that just like we had that midah when we were young, but it was in an immature way, now that we grow older, we have things, we have that same desire, but for things that are of Torah and mitzvahs, things of importance. So that's what it means. Mashcheni mishcheni, Ratzalom, Mashen asateli mishcheni, bizitzrayim, bizeh, mishachtani elecha varecha. So he says, Mashcheni acharecha means what I got from my shcheinim, these bizis mitzrayim, bizeh, mashachtani elecha. With that, I learned this midah of chemda, of desire, and now I use it for. To get close to you, Ribbono Shel Olam. So you have both ideas. You have the Mishcheni from my neighbor, Mitzrayim. I got the Mises Mitzrayim. So I had this taiva to have wealth. And that taiva is used later on in life in a mature way of Avodas Hashem. He says, Om Nam La, so page 17. So if a person is not going to use his wealth for, to buy things that he needs for mitzvahs, tefillin, mezuzahs, so then that wealth is going to perish. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives monetary wealth to people, but the point is that ultimately they have to mature and use it for things of significance. So he continues here, the Berakh Moshe on page 17. L'fize isbar hatam sha'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu nes halazeh. So what's the point of sus v'rochvo? Shneim, that the two things, the sus and the rechav, are tied together. And that's the way they went up and down in the water. Because he says, l'holam v'pasach v'yasa Moshe, she'idru mitzrayim esusayim b'tachshite zohav v'kesev avonim tovos, v'chein yishlom v'sharotzach HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'zeh l'ilmod ez b'nei Yisrael b'ina, v'asum ikach shukosom v'tavosom m'bizas mitzrayim m'bizas hayam, v'tzorach avodas Hashem Yisbarach. In other words, he's saying like this, that the person was riding on the sus, and the sus had all types of garment, all types of ornaments on the sus, from the Yam, from Mitzrayim, Mises Yam, Mises Mitzrayim. And the idea is that since those ornaments were not used for Tzorach Gavoa, so they ultimately are going to bring the person down. Because if a person has riches, but the riches are not used in a way of chesed, of Torah, things of significance, they're just used for things of frivolity and things like that, then ultimately they're going to bring the person down. So that's why the sus had the ornaments on it. And the person was connected to the ornaments in the Egyptians. So then it went up, but then it went down and drowned with the ornaments. Because if the ornaments are not going to be used for something positive, they're going to bring the person down. And that's the Musa Haskel. Vayarisel is a smai mesa sfasa yam hainu sharo. Sharo says, Rehavar sharo osom mesim biosom kshurim yachad im suseim v'chol ruchushim. In other words, they saw Mitzrayim mesa sfasa yam together with the sus v'rochva. So what's the significance of that? To show that the sus had all these ornaments and all these riches that they had, but ultimately wasn't used for a proper purpose, so they brought the person down. So when they saw on Tzvas Hayam of the Egyptians were dead together with their horse, together with the ornaments, because the ornaments were tied to the horse, and then it drowned in the sea, and that was it. But that's the Musar Haskel. And that's why, he says on the bottom paragraph, Uzeh says in Berakh Moshe, page 17, he said, why did Miriam only say this pasuk? If you hold that she only said that pasuk, the pasuk pshat l'chumash. Because sometimes he says the noshim daitem kalos lispatos achar hevel. Lachen kedei la'ores livovam leval yurdufu achar abiza baruchush. As the women, Miriam was giving musr to the women. He says because women have a more affinity to jewelry and things like that. But you have to have an understanding that they shouldn't be entrenched in that notion. So therefore, he says, "Hashiru Hashem ki go gosus v'chor rama v'yom." In other words, you got to get musr from the Egyptians. That if you're entrenched into the gold and the silver and this, so that can bring you down in the end. But if you use it to for a proper, and that ultimately brought them to the the Cheira Egel. Vashlava Tavad Chachish B'Lavad Hashem. Although it came at Sinim B'Maisa Egel Shlorotzu Anoshim, but in the end, the women didn't want to give to the Cheira Egel. He came Lomdu Das because they learned the Musar from that Miriam gave, that you have an improper use of the Kesev Azov, that's going to bring you down, just like the Egyptians. That you see Sus Verachmo, the Sus had all the ornaments, but it brought them, but it went down. The person went down with the Sus. So therefore, they learned the Musar. So that was Miriam's focus on that one pasuk. On that one pasuk, to understand that women have a natural temptation for these things. It's done even more than men. So they have to be more nisar. So the attack of the women were, and they didn't contribute to the ego. It's interesting, there's a drasha in the Chasam Sofer here, on page 19. He quotes a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Tori Zov Nasa L'chocha Im Nekudos HaKesef. Humamar Dodi Hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shomer Shanasal Non Bizas Hayam. We got the Bizas Hayam to Bechina Zov, Im Nekudos HaKesef. Who Bezos Mitzrayim, Bechinas Kesef. So those were the two things they got. The Bezos Hayam and the Bezos Mitzrayim, and that's compared to Kesef Zov. But it says, Shuv Omra Knesset Yisrael, at Shamelch Bimsibo near the Noson Recho, B'maisa Egel. Because right away, Klal Yisrael does the Cheda Egel. And they had the Riboy Azov of Bezos Hayam, that caused the Cheda Egel. So it says the Kashim came Mahis Paratush Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu Shnotzal Tori Zov. Because why is Hashem, being mispired that He gave them the Bezos Hayam, which ultimately they used for the eagle? Gemi Shadaktek Asher Mel Vloomer Asher Hadod Bimsibo. So what's the idea? In other words, what they got from Bezos Mitzrayim turned out to be a big michshol, right? Because they used that for the eagle. So why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu priding himself? Tori Zov Nosan L'chaim Nekudas HaKesef. So the Chasam Sofer writes, he says, why are the two Bezos Mitzrayim and Bezos Hayam? What was the significance of these two matanos? Bezos Mitzrayim was the Schar Avoda. In other words, Klal Yisrael worked in Egypt, so they deserved to get paid, payment, right? So that was fine, and nothing bad happened from that. They got the payment of the Nekudas HaKesef. No Mechshol came out. And what was the purpose of the Bezos Hayam? So that was supposed to be, when you free an Eved, what's the halacha? You give him Hanukkah, right? Like a tip at the end. Haneg Taniklo. So what was wrong with that? Why did that turn out to be a michshol? He says, "Kach bizis hayam hoysa midin hanokas evet ivri." So what was the problem? Why that turned out to be a michshol? The bizis hayam bizis mitzrayim didn't turn out. Achoze im avoraseinu alkeinu besimcha v'tuv leivov. Yikra kadosh baruch hu nudein v'yotz yatsarum in paro l'cheres olam. In other words, if we left Mitzrayim, left Paro, then we deserve to get the payment, and then we deserve to get a tip. The payment was the Bezos Mitzrayim, and the tip was the Hanukkah. But so why did we mess up that the Hanukkah money was used for our Aveira? Because the Pasuk says, "Ach b'shas kabbalas haTorah hayav ba'onus." Because when we received the Torah, it was under duress. So therefore, it's like we were duress to come. Now we were under Paro, and now we're under duress on the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's like Paro sold his slaves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make them slaves once again. So if we went from slave to Paro to slave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's like a mechira. So, and the halacha is there's no hanukkah by mechira. In other words, if you go free, you go free. But if you're sold to another master, then there's no din of hanukkah. That's the halacha. So that's why the Bezus Hayam was Shalok Kedin, because Bezus Hayam was that now they were being, because since Bezus Hayam ended up with Kabbalah Satorah, but that was under duress, so it's not like we're going to from Avdus to Cheres. We're going from Avdus to Avdus, because you see, it was under duress. So therefore, he says like this, that, but if Klal Yisrael, it wouldn't have been under duress, it would have been Besimcha, with Tuv Levav, then it would have been Kedin. And then no Michshol would have come out of it. So he writes here, look in the bottom of page 19 in the little notes here. Rav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dodi, Al Shamelech B'Msibo. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your beloved, Shavaseinu B'Simcha, Abiza Midin Hanaka, B'Matan Torah, Shekibu B'Onus, Havikim Chir. But if it wouldn't have been B'Onus, they would have accepted it B'Ratzon. Would have been accepted Beratzon, then it would have been like Besimcha, then it would be like a Cheres, and then they're leaving Paro Cheres to be under the Simcha of their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that would have been going out, and that wouldn't have been considered like a Mechira, it would have been considered a Cheres because they're doing it Besimcha, and then they deserve to get Hanukkah, and then there wouldn't have been any Michshol come out of it. So that's the idea that how the Chasam Sofer explains it. And then he goes on further. Okay, but that's the idea. So the two ideas that we see in this is the Berach Moshe says the idea that a person gets the Bezus Mitzrayim, gets the Bezus Hayam, and has to learn to use these things for Ruchnius. To build shuls, to do chesed, and these things. If they lose it from Ruchnius, then it'll be good. But if they don't, then they're going to go down. They're going to go down with the horse, just to have it in the Mitzrayim. That the Mitzrayim, the horse was had all the ornaments, but it went down. So you see them dead on the Sfas Hayam. You see a person tied to a horse, dead, because the horse had the ornaments and they were never used for the proper things. It caused them their demise. That was the first thing. And the second thing, and therefore that's why Miriam has to go ahead and tell the Stavka, repeat that pasuk of Sus V'Rachbo. Because that's the pasuk that has to be taught to the women, that you women, you have a tshuka to these ornaments, but make sure it's the ornaments are used for proper things. And that's and the women learn from that. That's why they didn't give their jewelry to the eagle. And the second thing of the Chasam Sofer is the two things that they got, the Bezus Hayam, Bezus Mayim, and Bezus Hayam, were connected the payment for working. That's the Bezus Mitzrayim. And then there was the Hanukkah. When you're let free, you go free, you get a Hanukkah. And that was from the Bezus Hayam. But the Bezus Hayam was ultimately a takola. It caused them to do the Chet HaEgel. Why? Because they didn't really deserve Hanukkah. Hanukkah is only when you go free. But when Klal Yisrael didn't really go free, they went from one being a slave to Paro to be a slave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because when they accepted the Torah, it was Kofalei Martigikis. If they would have accepted it B'Simcha, then they would have been deserving to get the Hanukkah. And if they were deserving to get the Hanukkah, then it wouldn't have caused the Chet HaEgel. Everything would have been good. So we have to understand the idea of why the Bezus Hayam, Bezus Mitzrayim, what they were all about, and what we can learn. A person has wealth, so it's an Isayim, to know what you're going to do properly with the wealth. Not spend it on just frivolity. But do properly, you can do so many things. It's a big schus. You can be able to toimech yeshivas, toimech, Torah, Tzedakah, chesed, so many different things. But if you just do it just to buy another car and another fancy thing that you don't really need and doesn't have any real meaning, then that wealth is osha shomer lebal of l'raso. That could bring you down. So Be'ez Hashem, at Tzias Mitzrayim, we focus now on the Bezes Mitzrayim, the Bezes Hayam, and now we have a greater understanding of what the Pasuk Asus V'rochvo, if you don't use it properly, it's going to bring you down, Ram of Hayam, and what is the reason that the Bezes Mitzrayim, nothing bad happened from it, because it was Kedin, but Bezes Hayam caused the Chet HaEgel, because they didn't really deserve to get the Bezes Hayam. Because Bezes Hayam is Hanukkah, and Hanukkah is only when you leave from Avdus to Cheres. But this was from Avdus to Avdus, because it was Kafal Lemaik and Gigas, so mainly there was a Takola. So Be'ez Hashem, whatever a person's situation in life, whether he's Zocha to Osher, he's not Zocha to Osher, always realize that the focus has to be Laman Chalokeinu, Laman Hashem, Laman Tarasso, Laman Kvo Tarasso, and whichever way a person's life brings him, he should always have that focus. And we keep this in mind. And Shabbos Shira, like the Chasam Sofer says, we have to have Shira, we have to have Simcha. Then we go to Lecheiros, and then the Bezes Mitzrayim would have been a deserving Hanukkah, and only good would have come out of that. So this is what one of the Musa Haskell we learn on Shabbos Shira. Sus v'rachmo rama bayom halibud b'bizes Mitzrayim u'bizes hayam. Okay, we're supposed to do good Shabbos, everyone. Rav Katan, Rabbi Hess, Moshe Carroll, Rabbi Sokol, and Ranan, and Gilad, and Rabbi Ram Levit, Akiva, Rabbi Daniel Albert, Rabbi Yehuda Abadi, Rabbi Sasson, Rabbi Levi, Avishai Samoa, Avi Hoffman, Ilan, Gilad, Natan, Bauer, Jacob Silviger, and Avi Mandelblum. Avi Mandelblum. And Rabbi Goldstein and Victor, and Judah Shitrus, and Ezra Hagra. And we wish everyone, did I get everyone here? Ari Aaron, and Ilan Sasson, Rabbi Yosef Katan, Rabbi Soko. I think we got everybody. Gilad? Okay, good. Okay, you should all have a good Shabbos. Kol Tov.